them. Serenade our YouTubers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. I got something for you. Are you listening?
Here we go! Let's go!
Krampus. Pamperin takes care of it, I'm telling you.
Is that who's running against Krampus Pamperin?
Yes.
Alcohol will do the same thing, I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Nope. Pamperin for me, buddy.
I prefer a hammer to the head. It's just all purpose. Blast is like, I'm going back away with my hands in the air.
I am not. I don't know what to say to any of this. Completely lost.
You have been gone away for too long.
I know, and I don't know what to do. I'm confused.
Poor
You've lost your mojo. Really, you need to be
know.
Around.
I need to find
more.
My mojo. I need to have a whole sequel where I find my mojo.
You do. You know what? I should probably introduce the show. I totally forgot about it. All right. July, right? It's July?
So I hear.
Last time I was checked, yep.
Okay, good. Good. Yes, it's July 23rd, 2015. And it's Thursday, yes? Yes. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't think we'd be calling each other if it wasn't Thursday.
Are you saying we don't talk to each other?
No. I mean, we wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't Thursday.
I don't know about you, but me and these two chickadees right here, we play Don't Starve regularly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
Well, you could if you wanted to, but you are antisocial.
Oh, can you introduce the show? I got some porn to talk about.
Who porn? All right, it's July 23rd, 2015. It is Thursday. Time for our Rough, Rotten, Ready show. I'm Snow. That's Corey, who has apparently the T-virus. We have Ginger over there, who might be drunk. I'm not sure yet.
I'm just fucking sleepy.
Okay, well, that explains that. And then we have Master Blaster, who's apparently forgotten how to deal with three women at the same time.
Yes, apparently I have, over the internet.
I like how he had to clarify, over the internet.
Over the internet.
Yeah. Can I do this porn thing? I gotta do this porn thing.
Wow, you can't wait? You can't wait.
I can't wait.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
What's going on with porn? What did I miss, man?
Okay, you guys know about the revenge porn that's been going on Xbox Live?
Yes.
No.
Inform me.
Ooh.
This is new for me.
Revenge porn on Xbox Live?
Yes. Like revenge. It's the revenge porn. I would show you the picture, but it's pixelated because it's porn.
Well, apparently there's a lot of people's promiscuous mothers hanging around all these young people on... Yes.
Let us define what the revenge porn is.
Please do, madam.
Posting of intimate videos or images online without the person's permission. So Microsoft and Xbox says they need to address this. More specifically, the safety officer over there, Jacqueline Boucher. Thank you, Jacqueline. She says it's the first step. Yeah. See, we're all on drugs here. Mine are prescribed. I can't speak for anybody else. But the first step, she says we want to help put victims back in control of their images and their privacy. That's why Microsoft will remove links to photos and videos from search results in Bing and remove access to the content itself when shared on OneDrive or Xbox Live when we are notified by the victim, that is. So you have to find your pictures and then let them know. The company has also set up a new page that's going to allow you, if you have, you're the victim of revenge porn, to report it and all that good stuff. Isn't that nice of them?
It actually really is. I wish there was, I know this is totally not possible, but I wish there was a way that they could do it more preemptively, because as soon as it hits the internet and people see it, it's like wildfire. And it's really, really difficult to stop. Now, kudos for Microsoft for putting that step forward. I'm not saying that they're doing wrong at all. This is not a critique. This is me giving them compliments and just saying that I wish there was a way to counteract the stupidity of some assholes quicker than what they're doing. I wish there was a way.
Remember I said that hammer thing, all purpose? Yeah, that's quick way to handle this. True. Not that I advocate violence.
I
advocate my violence against you if you post pictures of me naked on the internet. Yeah.
Well, here's one thing that we could do to stop this from happening in the first place. Exactly what I was about to say. Don't take the video. If you are going to take a video with somebody, okay, you need to make damn sure that, A, you trust this person implicitly, and B, that you have something on them too. So if they post the video, you can post something right back and be like, okay, bitch, we can play that game. Because that's the only way it will ever be even.
Yeah, I have had to get up and say, give me my underwear. I'm leaving. You are not recording me. Okay, so.
Yeah, I've actually done that once. Seriously. Like, you want
to
do what? Yeah, that was not a joke. No, we were not together.
Yes, we were. Quit lying.
I was about to say, you have to say this to Snow?
Corey, that's supposed to be on the down low, remember?
Yeah. Supposed to be on the, now it's on the download.
What you did there.
I will totally sell you new pictures of both of them. $5.
Look, as babies.
As babies.
Yeah, sure. As
in
babies.
As babies.
$5. Ginger at GameAndAntrix.com.
I did have very cute cheeks as a baby.
All four of them.
All four of them.
Damn right. So anyway, very happy. Microsoft, thank you. I appreciate
yes.
the news.
Yes.
Appreciate
excellent.
It.
Excellent. I actually have a story, if that's okay.
Okay.
Is it a true story?
We've all got a story, baby.
Is it a true story?
It is a true story, but it does not include me. This is talking about Xbox 360 and a class action lawsuit that's been trying to go on for a while.
Oh, yes.
There was a class action lawsuit going on against Xbox 360 talking about that it damaged game discs.
Oh, it did.
Like it
yeah.
scratched. Yeah, it did. I know. Because it
know.
Did.
I didn't know.
It had a couple of mine, actually. Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals Justices Johnny B. Rawlinson and Carlos T. Voted against Microsoft's petition to rehear the case with a larger group of judges. Now, according to According to the decision, no further petitions for a rehearing or a rehearing en banc, whatever the hell that means, will be accepted. In March, the court ruled the Xbox 360 disc scratching case could move forward as a class action lawsuit. Yeah, Microsoft. Good. Now, basically, the table's been set for Microsoft, and those suing the company to have it out in court. The lawsuit was filed in 2007 and alleges that Microsoft negligently designed and manufactured the console knowing that the 360's optical disk drive had problems. The plaintiffs in the case claim that the drive is unable to withstand even the smallest of vibrations, true story, and that during normal game playing conditions, discs spin out of control and crash into internal console components, resulting in scratched discs that are rendered permanently unplayable. This actually happened to me. Microsoft,
I thought I had bought a bad disc.
No, ma'am. That was your Xbox 360. Microsoft said that most of these scratch issues have to do with the user misuses of the console, and that the problems plaintiffs are talking about happened to 0.4% of systems released. Well, Microsoft, it seems that two of us here, which there's four of us, so that makes 50% of us here at Gamer Girls Radio right now have had this problem happen, and I don't do anything.
I want their money back.
Wait, let me take it all the way back for you. I can tell you what disc it was because it wasn't even mine. I actually had rented Rainbow Six from, let me really blow you guys' mind, Blockbuster.
What?
Oh, my God.
I had rented
Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
What's that?
I know. Yeah. Right? Go look it up, kids. It's on Wikipedia.
Grandma's going to tell us a story, kids.
Yes.
That's
right.
Gather around.
So I get my little disc, you know, because my friend is like, we going to play the Rainbow Six. Go rent it. Because there was no copies to buy. There was one for rent. So I went down, I rented it, and got it home. And I was like, something is wrong with this disc. It's not working. So I pick it up, and I swear to God, I said, maybe I just got a bad disc. Even they believed me at Blockbuster. I said, I think something's wrong with this disc. And they were like, oh, yeah, look at how scratched up it is. I was like, yeah. I put an Xbox, and it wouldn't play. So they gave me another one, brought it home. It worked fine. But now that you say that, and then I have another game or two in there, you know, where I'm like, you buy them used, and you're kind of like, I swore that looked clean when I bought it. Because
I do not remember the game. I don't, because I didn't get to play it, so I don't remember what the hell it was. But I remember I bought this game used, and I was excited because it looked interesting. So I sat down to play it, and I put it in there, and I was like, oh, shit, I think I got a bad game. I think I got gypped at this, and I've never been back to that store because I was like, I think the store just totally gypped me, man. Gave me a bad game. But no. Now that I think about it, I think it was the Xbox 360.
You know what's bad about that? Both you and I, IT field, know that is not the first thing you did.
I know.
We went straight to the store's fault. They gave me a bad disc. I was like, Blockbuster, you gave me a bad disc. No, that was that fucking 360 just eating up shit.
Yep, because I didn't want to think it was my Xbox 360.
Yes, you spent a lot of money. I'm in the customer mindset, spent a lot of money on this, and there's no way it could do that. No way. Yes, it did.
I just got this. There's no way that it could break anything.
Mine might have been a Fable. Fable 2. I'm trying to remember because I do remember taking one back and then they swapped it out and said, oh, well, we don't know what happened. Well, here's another one. And then it was fine. But I want to say it was a Fable. I remember being cold.
Speaking of Fable.
Ooh. Did you play it?
You don't just this.
No. I'm waiting for the release of Windows 10 to come out download that for free because I have Windows 7.
I have Windows 7. My copy is even legal, so I'm very proud of myself.
Yes, it's supposed to be happening mine is legal July too. 29th, so 6 days from now.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to buy Fable.
It's already downloaded into some people's trays like mine where I'm sitting watching it, but I can't actually install it, but it's sitting in a nice little download tray. I don't know how that happened.
You know, I haven't had that pop up, but I did automatic updates, so I'm not for certain if I missed it or if I've just not gotten it.
I like that word. Cotton it.
Awesome.
Cotton it, damn it.
Just want to play it so I can do this open access beta for Fable. That's what I want.
I never got into Fable. I was one of the ones that never did. Never played it. I'm sorry, excuse me. I played it. I rented it. I played it. And I just never got into it. The first one.
The first one was not horrible.
Oh, okay. So I should have stuck with it.
The second one was fun as hell. I love the second one.
Man, that was my winter game. I am telling you.
Yep.
Me and Pre-Teenatrix, we got the hot chocolate. We're under the blanket. We're all huddled together and kicking chickens, bitches.
I remember doing that, too. Kicking that damn chicken.
There's poultry violence in this?
Yes.
Yes. Marriage, polygamy.
Yes. And if your spouse, hold on.
Marriage two
account?
Chickens and polygamy with chickens or
no,
not with chickens.
Okay.
No. if you're married to two spouses in the same town, they tend to get a little pissed off. I'm just letting you know that.
You try to keep all your hoes in a different area code if you're going to play Facebook.
Literally in a different area. Yes.
I got hoes.
Now, you can have them in the same town. You know that the one main town that had more than one zone?
Yes.
I would have more than one spouse, like, just in different zones in that one town.
Yes, I had a poor one, then I had my uppity
yes.
spouse. And then I had my one that was like me, you know, he was a warrior.
Dude, I had one. I had a couple of wives, and then I had a few husbands.
I married the ghost girl, the one that you rescued.
Oh, yeah.
She had a castle. I wanted her castle, so I had to marry him.
And then I think I divorced her somehow. I don't remember how.
Well, I took her
I
with
just remember
me.
Loading
we went
screen.
To a new house, and then she got killed. I don't know what happened. I told her, I said, run, bitch, run. She didn't run. Okay, anyway.
The ghost like, got killed?
I remember I walked like 20 feet loading screen. This is the first one. And mm-hmm. then like 30 feet loading screen. That's all I remember from the first one.
Yeah,
well, I was not fond of the first one at all, but the second one was the bomb chisel. So I want to see what they do with this one.
Well, the third one sucked, so they better really bring it with this one. I mean,
the third one was not as fun, and it was very, very quick. Like, I finished that really fast, and
we
I did all the side quests.
Yeah. And I don't finish games fast. Like, I still...
I don't either.
Yeah, five. It'll take me months and months, sometimes a year to finish a game, you know, a game like that when it's an RPG, because yeah. I like to sit down when I can actually get immersed in the story. You don't always have time for that, but... I finished that one, I think, in under 72 hours. I don't finish games in 72 hours. I was like,
I don't either.
Because I said, what happened? You know, you get those first few days, you're going to play it every day for several hours. So I didn't think I was going to finish it. The next thing you know, it's done. You're queen. Oh, okay. All right, I'm queen. Okay, what now what do I get to do? You're finished. What?
Not pretty fun. Much.
Right.
Not fun. Not fun. All right, who's next? Tag.
Mago.
Fine. hey, you know what? On Gamer Girls Radio, ladies finish first. So continue.
You goddamn Yay. Right. You know what? No. It should always be ladies finish first. Always.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
All right. Well, we've been, you know, we've not played it, but we've been talking about it. We've been looking at it. Rust. Rust looks like I'm hearing either gunshots or fireworks, so I apologize.
Okay,
anyways,
go get low on the floor and then keep talking.
Duck and cover, Ginger, but just keep talking. Go ahead.
All right, so we've been talking about Rust, and we've been talking about these other games that are all male characters. Apparently, Rust is going to come out with female characters, but you don't get to choose to be a female. No, they're going to randomize it, so you don't know what sex or race your character is going to be.
I kind of like that.
I think that's kind of cool.
I'm not, no.
Well, you know why I like it? Because some guys are going to be forced to be girls, and that's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that. That way they don't have a choice. Like, we didn't have a choice whether or not we wanted to be female when we were born, so here we are.
Now, that, you know, and the fact that a lot of us I'm having trouble talking. The fact that for a long time, women did not have a choice of whether or not we could play women is kind of poetic that now some men are going to be forced to play women.
I hadn't even thought about that, but I think that's kind of cool.
Do you think they're going to be patient enough to do that, or you think that they're going to just reload the game until they get a male character?
No, you can't do that. You can't do that because your race and your gender is tied to your Steam ID and unchanged.
That is fucking brilliant.
That's kind of funny.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just curious about what that's going to do for their sales, though, necessarily, if people know that.
I think it's one of those games that people either love or hate.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of everybody, at least for me, I think of Steam, and I still think of it as kind of an indie game of sorts. I mean, it's easy to pick up Steam and get bigger.
So, no pun intended. Pick up Steam, get it, because it's Steam. Anyways. Yes. But my question, here's my thing. Like, I like to play guys in games. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because I
look. Oh,
I just
if you
like
look on the
that.
Screen, there's the
and
female
so
character models. By the way, the female character model.
Oh, scroll down. Let me see.
Look,
boobies.
Oh, nice. Ooh. And those, those are actually very, very realistic.
Yeah.
Female
Jesus,
models.
They even have cunt lips. Oh my god!
Yeah,
did you really?
Well, you know,
that's
Russ has like
modeling.
use the proper...
Well, Rust has...
Say again.
Sorry. Sorry, we're not done chastising her yet. Continue. And then I'll tell you what I was going
to
say.
Go ahead.
Bad.
What?
All right. No, Rust already has male genitals, you know, on their character.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just very surprised that they actually went as far as to accurately show female genitalia. A lot of games won't go that far.
Only just accurately showing male genitalia, and that's it?
Well, you have to think about it. For a long time, games have been a male-dominated industry. So, cock is normal for them. But
now they're accurately showing
female genitalia, which for me... Hold on. Which for me is fucking amazing.
Look at the penis! Look at the little penis on that guy!
I think it's great.
Hey, it's not little. It's not
that
necessarily
little. That actually is kind of little. I'm just saying.
He's a grower, not a shower, ladies.
I was just thinking that.
I was too. I wouldn't
go. You know, he doesn't have any pants on, so he might be cold. He might be cold.
He's a grower, not a shower. All right, can we scroll down past this part?
I'm scrolling. Yeah, it's just taking a little while.
Okay.
Are you uncomfortable with the penis?
Faster. There we go. Keep going. Oh, no.
Why are you uncomfortable with the penis? You have one.
I didn't say I was uncomfortable. No, you said I was uncomfortable. I want to look at the rest of the game.
Right. That'd be like me being uncomfortable with the cunt just because I have one. It's stupid.
She said the C word again, ladies.
I like that word.
Well, here's what I was going to say, because you've completely forgotten your point. I was going to say that it's not that they don't show women
in
games. It's usually just not in this particular way. We get to see boobs, because GTA is known for some naked, you know, somebody pulling out boobs. Mm-hmm. We don't usually get to see the bottom parts, and certainly we don't get to control them. So that's what makes this completely different from any other time.
I'm fine with that.
It should knock us over.
I have to say this. Yeah. I actually prefer the more realistic female body model.
I do too.
Awesome.
Corey, you actually made the point that I was trying to make. Thank you for that. I forgot. The female models in this game, I adore them. I really do. I love the female models in this game because they are realistic.
Yep, and they're realistic. They're realistic, and yet they're like. I mean, I think they're pleasant to look at personally as the guy. I think that that's awesome what they've done. I think the other stuff, the fake female models are always hideous.
Wait. Let me say two different things because we kind of have to be in a female oriented show. I don't like the use of this one is realistic woman and this one is not, because none of us here actually look like those female models. Now,
that's
always
so true.
So we can't say those are real women. We can't say those are real women. Yeah, certainly you don't, and we don't. These two here are huge knockers. You know, I don't know what to call these things here. I did have small ones I was very proud of, but, you know.
Corey used to have, I honked her boobies. They were nice boobies. I don't know what they look like now, but they were nice boobies.
They're too big. I'm getting them reduced.
It's funny because keep going with your thought, but I have something read along these lines, so.
But yeah, so anyway, I don't want to say realistic, but I'm saying at least they didn't go the traditional route that video. I think that would be more traditional route of big boobs, small waist. And,
yes. I think that's what I meant instead of saying, did I say realistic? I'm sorry. Yeah. I think I meant that they went with a more average look than with the big knockers and the tiny little waist and the big ass kind of thing.
Would you ladies be interested in seeing, I had an article keyed up for tonight from bulimia.com where they actually did some reverse photoshopping on video game characters to have them represent average American body shapes for women.
Right after I say that I got to play this game, because now that I see that I have this kitchen that I can craft in and I can
craft in.
Did you see the wood smoker? I'm having problems. My hands are shaking.
You know what? We might end up playing this game.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Here's the only thing, though. I have to play. I want to play a male in this game. I don't know. I would like.
I don't. You know what? Honestly, I don't care. I really don't care.
I'm not going.
I want to play. I mean, I don't know. I like to role play.
It doesn't matter.
I find this very interesting that he keeps saying that. That's very interesting. Well,
Why is it interesting? I like to role play as a guy. I enjoy that.
Do you actually role play though?
I would. I would absolutely do it. I would. In this game, a game like this, I'd absolutely role play.
Okay. Then my other question is, and not to you specifically, because you have been around us. I don't think I've ever seen you play a female character though in any game we've played. But I would find it interesting if any other guys would feel as uncomfortable playing female characters, and hopefully it sparks some understanding of why sometimes as a girl we don't feel uncomfortable, but I don't want to be a guy.
It isn't about the fact that I'm playing a female character. That doesn't really have anything to do with it. It has to do with the reason why I'd be uncomfortable is historically the people that I've known that have played female characters, the reasons why they have historically done so. I don't want to associate with. Like, for instance, I knew a guy who would play a female character in an MMO because he knew that guys would give him, like, people would give him more things. Like, he could get more things.
Blaster, you've already disproven the case. Remember that guy in Fallen Earth that was in love with you? And he knew you were a guy? You knew he was a guy. You don't remember the guy? You guys know who I'm talking about. The one that had, like, a clown face and he kept following Blast around giving you stuff. So you've already just proven that's not true. You don't have to be a female to get people to give you stuff. You just got to be hot.
I'm saying my experience has been that guys do that on purpose. This guy was doing it on purpose because he felt like, maybe whether it's true or not, that as a woman you would get more things. And then on top of that,
It's true.
But he would go and do things like he would say, well, sometimes like this is back when we played EverQuest, the original EverQuest. This is a long time ago.
My favorite.
So he would take off all his armor and go dancing in like one of the pavilions or something, and people would give him money. Right. And he would do these things. And it was really like I found all of that very distasteful. And so I at that point I was like, you know what? I really just want to play guy characters because I don't want to go through, have people give me things just because I'm a female character. I don't want to be treated any differently was part of it, right? And that does play to your point. It does play to your point because your point is that if guys are forced to play as at least I think, I don't want to misrepresent your point, but if guys are forced to play as female characters, then they will encounter some of the sexism and the things like that you guys encounter when you play video games.
Let me tell you what guys are going to encounter, and then we're going to move along to our next story. Let me tell you what guys will encounter if the three of us play.
Then you say first,
because I'm going to end it on this point. Go ahead.
Okay. I did my own social experiment, and I did this in WoW, okay? It is very well known that a lot of guys play girl characters in WoW. A lot of guys do, and the reason they do that is to try to get more stuff. So I decided that I would play a guy character to kind of get in on the boys' locker room side. And as I'm a guy character running around WoW, and I'm in this raid, and you know, and all these guys are talking about boys' locker room, I bust up and say something extremely feminine, and the whole chat goes extremely silent. And I hear, "Are you a girl?" Well, I mean, I don't hear it, but I read it because I'm not in voice. Obviously, they'd know I'm a girl. I said, "Are you a girl?" I'm like, "Yep." "Why aren't you playing a girl?" "Because I want to play a guy." "Are you a lesbian?" "Oh my God." And it went on like this for a little while, and finally just had to log off. But the whole point of this is that guys completely flip the script whenever they even think someone is a girl. But when they think it's just a bunch of guys, they're totally relaxed and laughing and joking and whatever. And it's amazing to me that just because I have different genitals than you, that you automatically assume you have to be 100% different with me.
Right.
A little different is fine, but totally flipping the script, that's where it irritates me.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what, so we need to move along, people. This is what you will encounter if you run across GGR in Rust, and we all happen to be girl characters. We will capture you. We will skin you. And we will eat
you. Can you do that in that game?
Yes.
Can you eat people in that game?
I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. I will write the mod myself. If we end up all three being girls, just be aware. You'd be like, "Oh, there goes Snow, Kurt, and Ginger." We'll be like, "Oh, look, they're naked. I can see them." Cut his leg! So that's how that's going
to
go.
You're gonna have Ginger running up, wielding some sort of weapon, because she's ready to fight.
True mother trucking story.
There'll be a quiet conversation. We'll just have a normal conversation. All of a sudden, Ginger comes up from behind. Ah!
Corey,
why did you do that? We were talking to
Corey's
going to
be over on the side, and she's going to be directing everybody. Ginger, hit him beside the head. No, no, not there. Because snow's
like,
no cooking.
Ginger, we didn't
want to
kill that one.
I'm going to be at the house going, shut up, I'm talking. I'm going to be at the house going, hey, y'all done with him yet? Tenderize him really well. I don't want the meat to be tough this time. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
That is how
that's
going to
happen.
Because, yeah, don't be walking up thinking you're dealing with the soft girl. Oh, look, the girls are over. Oh, I can see your boobies. I can see yours, too. Okay.
Pretty much.
I kind of hope I get a guy. And then every guy that I see this line of girls that's a dick towards me, oh, my God. It's going to be on. I'm going to be molesting their
skin. Skin them and eat them. Skin, you eat.
Yeah, that's what you'll get.
Your best skin.
We do need clothing, you know, and we could tan their skin to make clothing.
I hate to break up this
this literal male bash.
Literal, yeah. I mean, I don't hate to. I guess hate.
I want to wear the boobs on my head.
I wanted to show you before we completely go off of this topic. I did want to share. So I'm share. Share.
Can I wear someone's dick like a unicorn horn?
I'm
yes! Oh my God, yes!
Things are being shared right now.
Going off the rails on a crazy train.
So I found this article from bulimia.com.
Okay.
And this
wait a minute, it's gone already. What happened? Okay, there we go.
I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
Okay, so what they've done essentially is they've taken some female characters. They have a methodology. They were right at the bottom. Is they took some female characters from games that they felt like were ridiculously out of proportion for what would be, according to the CDC, and I'm flip over to that, CDC, what is the average height, weight, and waist circumference for women.
That seems about normal, yeah.
Yeah, so they took that, and they said, well, what is, you know, what would these typical video game characters look like? And so they posted a nice little couple galleries here. Like they took, I don't even know I don't play Tekken, so I don't know this character, but on the left is what the character looks like in the video game. And on the right is what they've basically turned her into what would be an average woman's body circumference. So I thought this is really interesting.
I think she's hot both ways, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. Here's Cortana from Halo 4.
Cortana looks better with the waist.
Yeah. She looks a lot better with some meat on her bones.
Yeah. This is the bikini girl from Grand Theft Auto.
Who looks better on the right to me, but
I wouldn't wear a bikini.
That's not
bikini's not flattering to their body type. Now their bathing suit, they're flattering to their body type.
That
both
is
ways.
Very hot.
Both
very
ways.
Hot. See, she looks more Romanesque to me.
Yeah, this is more classic.
Her head's too small though. Head's too small though.
Yeah, head's too small.
Perfect.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah.
Why didn't grab the old Lara Croft? Because I think the new Lara Croft looks fine the way she is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think they were trying to make a point, though, with this.
They
article.
Were.
Probably.
What the
you know,
hell?
And if you're gonna work with a character, Zelda? make sure that it's a character that's actually human. This is not a human.
That's good.
Thank you. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about this one either. This is a little bit. I don't know.
The angle's weird. Okay, now Sonya Blade actually looks pretty fucking badass, I gotta say.
And looks more like she would kick ass.
Yes.
I mean, this is just ridiculous.
That's just ill. Yeah, that it's crazy. It doesn't look right at all.
This doesn't even
yeah,
like
her
the like original.
Her shoulders are so wide. Oh
yeah,
my god.
That's what I was gonna say. They're like her shoulders. She's built like I am. That's how
exactly.
I would look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right yes.
Yeah, guys have a triangle. Girls not so much.
This
okay,
is
I like her too.
Either one of them, either one of them would work. Either one of them. Would
yeah.
Work.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Those are.
So
yeah,
it was interesting, and it's interesting because they went through the methodology. They talked about. Actually, it's interesting. They spent a lot of time talking about this is a parody and fair use. I guess they were afraid of being sued or something. I don't know, but they.
Well,
put
you gotta be afraid to be sued for breathing loud. These two have been threatening to sue me for the past 2 weeks. I had a two-hour. Yeah.
I
feel like you're trying to go to the dark side. You know, you're gonna tell one of us in a minute that you know you're our father or something. Right?
It's gonna happen, Luke. It's okay, Luke. It's okay.
But anyways, I just thought it was interesting based on our conversation. We
I don't want to lose my hand.
Can I be Leia?
Luke.
I'll be Leia.
Luke.
Oh, well, you do breathe pretty hard in the microphone. I'm just saying, you do.
I have swollen throat and nasal passages. I'm just trying to intake some oxygen. I'm trying to keep breathing, so.
Okay, I have a story.
Go.
Okay.
Okay. We all have heard of the wonderful MMO Age of Camelot. Yes?
Yes. Dark Age of Camelot?
Yes.
Is it Dark Age of Camelot or just Age of Camelot? Because there's another game that is Dark Age, that is Age of Camelot.
I think it's the Age of Camelot. I don't think it's Dark Age of Camelot.
Oh, okay. Wrong game then. Man, I was about to be all sorts of hot and bothered there for a moment. All right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to get you excited there and leave you hanging like most men do. But, you know.
How rude.
Right? There was a beta test for Camelot Unchained, which had gotten a really good Kickstarter thing going. It's being developed.
That's the same one.
Dark Age of Camelot.
Oh, I'm all hot and bothered again. Okay.
I know how to switch your butt, baby.
Woo! Hands above the mother flipping desk.
I don't want them. You can't make me.
Former Mythic Entertainment founder Mark Jacobs says that the production of the Camelot Unchained MMO is actually delayed until next year.
Oh, Mark, you're always letting me down. God damn it, Mark!
Right? Now, he said that the promised beta test for the game that was supposed to happen in August may not happen until next year.
They already got $3 million? Holy crap.
Yeah, they're really good. Over, like, $3.5 million.
Good.
Wait, I forgot what I was talking about.
Sorry.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's okay. I'm on drugs, so I'm a little wonky. But, so the setup is directly linked to a high-profile developer from Riot Games who joined the company and left 2 days later because of a, quote, life-changing opportunity. This is a quote from Mr. Mark Jacobs. He says, yes, there is a chance that it will be delayed till next year. When you are working with a small team, the loss of a couple of people can make a huge difference. So it will be foolish for me to say that nothing bad could possibly happen over the next few months. On the other hand, things are moving along nicely with the team size we have, and we are pretty confident that we can get an awful lot done before the end of the year. Now, on the plus side, Jacob says that the game is still on track and it's hitting budgetary targets as well. Now, for those upset that they won't get to access the beta in August, Jacobs is offering refunds. So, meanwhile, crowdfunding efforts for Camelot Unchained continue on the game's website. As of this writing, which was July 21st, 2 days ago, they had raised $3,499,577.
As you can see on what I put up. They are still doing alpha testing. Okay, you people that want to do that.
And again, we want to say, we want to
tell them, because I was about to say it.
Stress. Yes, if you are doing an alpha or beta test, do the alpha or beta test. It is not just something you can brag about to prove that your EP is bigger than anybody else's. Find bugs, report the bugs. You are doing everyone a disservice if you go in there and you say, this game is broken. Well, no shit, Sherlock. It's an alpha.
I wish the people who were backing Star Citizen and bitching would understand that, but they don't. I mean,
There's nobody that does any beta testing that understands that. Nobody that does anything that understands that. I got into an argument with somebody in Skyforge the other day. I think I was in the game all of 3 minutes, and some guy was like, I can't see the names of anybody in chat. This is stupid. I was like, the game is in beta. Then somebody else says, it's not still in beta. The game is pretty much finished. I was like, are you a developer? No. Shut the fuck up. It says beta on the side, which means it's in beta until they take that off and say, give me your money. So what he needs to be doing is reporting the problem, not sitting there listening to, like, this sucks.
I did the beta for Elder Scrolls, same shit, although they still haven't fixed a lot of the bugs. But I was in there reporting bugs, standing in one place, reporting bugs. Texture is missing here. This NPC is stuck in a wall. Reporting bugs, and all I'm seeing in chat is, this game is fucking broken. There's bugs everywhere. No, you know, they're not fixing anything. Did you report it? Well, no. Then how the hell are they going to know it's there if you don't report it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you don't report this shit, folks, it's not going to get fixed.
Yep.
And then you're going to get a broken game, and you're going to get your friends to play, and then they're going to be pissed off, and oh my god, and then they're going to quit, and then I'm going to come, I'm going to knock on your door, I'm going to punch in your nose.
Because she really wants this game to work.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You'll have no
idea.
I do too.
Dude,
so
anything like Dark Age of Camelot, I'm playing it.
Dude, you know, this game is still and
around,
EverQuest.
Man, it's a beautiful.
Well,
game.
The original is not the. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
They always go back and try to revamp it, and they start changing it. Same with EverQuest. I needed you to give me exactly what it was that I had. I don't want to start in some crazy area where we all start in the same place. I want to start in my city, which is Quainos. I was a Hib. I want to start in my Hib city.
Freeport.
Fuck your Freeport.
No. You know what? You know what? You're Quainos. Take a Quainos walk.
Oh, he went there.
You heard me.
You know what?
You heard me.
You know what?
God.
I don't like you little Freeport bitches. Never did like you, you little boat.
Oh, my God.
It's on now. It's on now.
Oh, my God. Is there a female version
of
that?
Oh, now I'm going to come across the plains at you.
Oh, my God. That's adorable. Is there a female version of that?
This is just the alpha release client. I don't know anything. This is up on their site. They are doing alpha testing.
Like video then. Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm going to check this out because if they're doing alpha, I might want to try it.
Everybody should. I mean, they need the help. They're hiring. I also want to throw this up because, yeah, I had some instances of people saying they don't know where to find jobs in the gaming industry. Look, jobs right here. 7 of them. There you go. Get on it. Get on it. These people need help. They already have a store. Buy their merchandise. Help them out. This is a game that needs to get made because I have yet to find an MMO where I am just blown away. Again, nothing at all.
I can't find one either.
I can't get in there, and I'm like, other than Fallen Earth, but Fallen Earth requires too much time. I can't do that.
True story.
I don't have the time.
I love me some Fallen Earth, but you're right, man. That is a game where you have to, like, know that you have all fucking day.
Fucking day.
even if all you're doing is going to the next city, it takes you all fucking
day.
You gotta say it right. You gotta say it right, though. You're not saying it right.
Is that all motherfucking day?
Fallen Earth.
That's like I logged in the other day and I says, I'm just going to ride my horse over here. I got up and walked away and came back. My horse had ran out of oats. Spider was biting it. Somehow. I was like, okay, let me fight this off. And then I'm looking around, where the fuck am I? Then I got to walk. Hello. I said walk, not skateboard, not fly. Walk to the rest of the way to the town, which took me a half an hour real time. Not that I don't enjoy this. But I'm trying to do something else at the same time. Can't really pay attention. Shit is biting you. Crabs biting you. Bitch, what you doing out here in the desert? You look like lunch. What you mean? You
pretty
fucking
much,
tired?
Yeah.
I'm out of bullets.
Mommy's on fire!
Yes, I'm out of bullets. My gun don't shoot no more. My knife done broke. Crack! You know, and you know your character cusses. Shit! Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, can't play Fallen Earth on a short-term basis.
Earth.
Yes, and ain't no such thing as let me find a group. Your ass is on your own unless you know your peoples already. That's why we play together. You got to know your peoples already. Ain't no group.
Yes. You got to be able to count on them because
that is not a joke. Fallen Earth is hard.
Yes, it is. That is not a punk bitch ass MMO. Yeah. Not to say this one will be, but it might be a little easier to walk around on your own if you like that. And I do. I like to explore because I drive these two crazy.
I do
have to stop and look at the water. Yeah. That is not a joke. It's a long-running joke, but it is not a joke. I have to stop and look at the water, and I want to take pictures of the sky and the sunspots.
I'm over here nodding because, yes, absolutely correct.
I sit by the tire fire in Fallen Earth and take pictures of the embers flying up from the fire going, oh, this is so lovely. Look at that. The embers look so real.
It is so lovely. Steam is beautiful.
It's a gorgeous.
You remember when we did City of Steam and I spent a good, like, 5 minutes staring at the dust motes?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That is so pretty. Look at how pretty those are.
And the PR guy's like, can you come out of there, please? it's like 3 o'clock in the morning in the Netherlands. Can we get this shit done? I need to go to sleep.
Oh, my bad, honey. I'm coming. But did you see those dust motes?
I didn't know it's 3 o'clock for you. Okay.
My bad, honey. My bad.
Ginger, what you got good? What you know good?
Gotcha.
changer.
What have I got good? Oh, girl, I got all sorts of good stuff. What's all right, well, this one's actually probably going to make Corey sad.
Uh-oh.
Because I remember you saying that you were looking forward to this. Project Cars on the Wii U?
No.
Has been canceled.
No.
What?
Yep. Been totally canceled. They're not going to have it. It was a racing game called Project Cars. Slightly Mad Studios is who was behind it, and they have decided that, no, it's not going to happen.
Say what?
Something about that the game is simply too much for the Wii U, that it needs better hardware, and that Nintendo isn't looking at updating Wii U until after 2016.
Of course they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
So they're like, we're not going to release our game on this console that can't handle it, and we're out. So
I don't know that I was looking forward to this game. Is there some building or something in? Do I get to make the cars? Because I don't recall.
Yeah,
the
one seems, where you were making the cars. It seems like you actually get to build and then race the cars. Of course, it is available on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, but just not the Wii U.
Well, I don't have a Wii U, and I will probably not pick up a Wii U because we discuss this every week. Nintendo does what they do. They give you the placeholder console. That's what the Wii U is. And now they have this other shit they won't even let you see. They don't want to talk about it. They start running like they're running from the paparazzi. Hey there, sir. We'd like to talk to you about this new console. He'll come out. No! Get me in the car. Get him away. No paparazzi. No pictures. No pictures. No questions. No questions. Yeah, so no. I don't know what they're doing over there. I can't wait to see. So I expect that people, they think they're throwing in the face, ha-ha, we will never put our game on your Wii U in the next year. Whatever it is that they come out with, please let us put our game on your console. Nah, that's okay.
We'll see about that.
I have to say the photo that you actually pulled up for it, that is kind of sexy as fuck right there.
I'm not into cars, so I'm just kind of like...
I'm not either, but that is a very cool looking car.
I am into car mechanic simulator, which I have been trying not to buy for 2 weeks. I set it in my hand just then.
Oh, my God. No, she just want to watch other people play it and then bitch to me in Skype how they're doing it wrong. And I'm not a mechanic, so I'm like, okay, I totally believe you. Yeah, no, you can't do that with the tires down.
Yeah, you totally can't, man. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's so true.
I discovered that I am a gearhead, and I had no idea because, I was watching some guy streaming Car Mechanic Simulator, and I actually knew all the parts. I was like, dude, you got to take that gear shift off. You can't just be putting this gear. That is not right. Take the oil pan off first. What are you doing? And I'm listening to myself going, how the hell do I know this? Because when I was little, I was in the garage with my pop-pops when he used to do the cars. I just had no idea I knew this stuff. It just came out. Apparently, I can take an engine apart. Theoretically, mind you. You don't really want me underneath your car.
No.
And then me and Ginger would be over on the side giving each other that look. Even though we're not even in the same damn state, we're giving each other that look.
Mm. We will bring you the lemonade and some food, a sandwich when it's lunchtime. But I ain't getting my hands dirty. I'm sorry.
No.
I ain't getting my hands dirty either. That's why I said, theoretically, I could take your car apart. Zombie apocalypse, I'm your chick. Okay? I'm your chick.
Except if she can't get her hands dirty.
Well, I got gloves. They got gloves. There'll be plenty of gloves in the zombie apocalypse.
In the zombie apocalypse, I would make an exception. But then afterwards, I'd be like, I need a manicure.
Do you think some of them zombies in the manicure shop are still coherent enough to do a...
My cuticles need help.
Break the lower jaw off. They're fine, right? Just break the lower jaw.
See? Yeah.
You've been watching Walking Dead, Ginger.
I understand them in the first place, so hey.
Ginger, you've been watching Walking Dead?
No.
No spoilers.
Mm-mm. You haven't seen it? Are you going to watch it, Blaster?
Yeah, I will. No spoilers. You can't do spoilers.
I'm not watching it. Screw that.
On the podcast? You can't do spoilers.
We do them all the time. You know what? Ginger does spoilers by accident. She does spoilers by accident because it's just instinct for her. This is how you know you really need to get to her house in a zombie apocalypse. She already knows some of the stuff that's going to happen in the show without having seen it. Like that shoot in the leg thing and leave your friend behind. She said that the next day after it happened on Walking Dead, after Shane had done it in the show and had not seen the show, I said, how the hell? She's like, well, of course, I'm going to shoot you in the leg.
That's exactly what I would do.
That's why you shoot Ginger first before you shoot the zombies.
No, all of y'all are fine unless you break your leg. You break your leg, don't be to my girl, let me get on your back. Get on that bullet track, bitch. I'm leaving you. I love you. I'm not going to let you suffer.
I would probably be the one being like, you know what? Y'all go ahead, I'll send them off. Just because I'm too damn tired, man. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, they got a character like you on the show. He turned out to be a badass, just so you know. The people that are like, I'm scared. I don't want to be in the zombie apocalypse usually turn out to be the ones that be like killing things. Ah, die, zombie! Yeah, so yeah. You're not ready. Yeah, that's usually how that goes.
I have a sudden urge to watch Blade. I don't know why. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's because we keep hearing about him doing stuff. I don't... Flash, you heard about that?
I didn't hear about that.
Wesley Snipes is in
house
to do
another... Is he out of jail?
He's been out of jail for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, I didn't know he's out of jail.
He was in the last...
Yeah, I've been out of the loop.
He's been out...
Well, here's the thing. Let's not pretend like everything he did was gold. Like, Blade was good.
No, we never said that.
The first Blade was good. Let's be specific. Yes.
Right.
First Blade was good.
Well, because, because it was very groundbreaking. Like, if you read articles about the first Blade, it was pretty groundbreaking.
Yes. But...
Like, I don't remember all the reasons why right now.
The film style, the grittiness, the...
Remember, because you're facing off against, like, what? Was it Batman? What was the guy? Did all the Tim Burton Batman? You're facing off against that.
Well,
like, that's what you were dealing with.
Well, then he kind of came a couple of years after that, but he's only one of the few DC characters that he is DC, right? I mix all of them up because I love all of them. I just kind of put them together in the same year.
That's right. It was one of the first superhero movies. It was actually really good.
Good, dark, gritty, believable.
Yeah, believable.
So,
right.
So, but he's in talks to do another Blade, and I'm gonna say no, Wesley, no.
No.
He's a little old for Blade, isn't he?
No, he's in very good shape. He's like an 8th-degree black belt, but point is...
How do you know what kind of shape he's in?
Hmm. Well, I saw him yesterday. But, on the internet, let me be clear. But anyway, but I just don't... I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's a... Can you get that same group of people back that did the first one? Or at least get a Chris Nolan... Isn't Chris Nolan that did the Batmans? Or grab him, because that's the only way it's going to come out good, because it has to be dark and gritty. Those other two were too cutesy, and I can't follow the story.
They were campy as
campy
fuck.
Plot holes. I hate me a fucking big ass plot hole. Whistler was dead. I don't want to hear we bit him and he survived. No, he shot himself in the head. I turned after I shot. No, you didn't turn, bitch. Your hand fell. The gun fell out your hand. You were dead. I don't want to hear that. But I don't. Yeah, I think he should leave that alone. Do something else. I know they did
No, go ahead.
They supposedly were thinking about doing a live-action version of Thundercats, and they were looking at him to be...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That would have been horrible.
No. Done right, it would be
that'd
awesome.
Been, no, but no.
Not him as Lion-O. Him as... What's the other guy's character?
Oh, Panthro? It would have been Panthro?
He was going to be
Panthro. Oh, okay. So they're going to cast... Okay, well, that's... Yeah. Okay, so they're going to cast Wesley Snipes...
As Panthro, not as Lion-O.
Panthro.
But that was years ago, I don't know.
That would have been horrible. I don't care who you cast as Lionel, that would have been horrible. Thundercats is not made. That's like doing a live-action Pokemon or something.
You know what? You say that, but if we had come to you and told you that somebody could take Batman and make it as awesome as it turned out to be in these past few years.
But Batman had a history of, like, the camp. It went through the campy 60s. It had its growing pains. Like, the first one's going to have growing pains. You do that. It's just going to be horrible.
First one. From 60s until the 2000s, that's not the first one.
Well, the first Batman was the 60s, I thought, was the first Batman. Was it 50s? Was there a 50s
50s, Batman? 60s, somewhere. It don't really matter. They were horrible.
Yeah, it had its growing pains.
So were the 1990s version.
Right, you're right.
Hate to interrupt you two, but if we're going to get some Steam games, sales in.
All
right. Oh, I had to get that in for my Houstonians because Comic-Con's coming this weekend. Hello.
Oh, my God, yay!
I will not be there. I'm not a comic book geek. I'm not even going to pretend. I'm a comic book geek.
I would totally... You know what? Yeah, after this new movie that's coming out, I might have to get into comics. It looks really...
But the only reason I would go is to see the immense amount of creativity involved. That's why I would go.
Lester is right. Polly Bridge is on Steam. It's the same game. Why does it look so jacked up on the version that you showed us? Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah.
It looks horrible.
I don't know. That looks like one of those games I'm not going to play.
Steam sales.
That's what I'm looking at. I just had to put them up on.
I'm not even going to do that.
All right. You peoples, love your Steam sales. Here you go. It's that weekend. Is this the off weekend where you don't get paid? Guess what?
Yeah, GLaDOS is all about humping her right now.
You are breaking up my bed.
The internet loves you.
You know what? Fuck your couch. How about that?
The internet's just scared from all the heavy breathing, you know?
That's right.
You know what? I don't want to talk to y'all no more. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Yeah. You're still kind of breaking up, though.
See, look.
You know.
Oh, my gosh. It looks terrible.
What looks terrible?
That was it. Something angry near it, the video game or something. That looked horrible.
Tropico, we can deal again.
Okay. You people that love you some Tropico, as you see, I already have them. Look at this. You cannot beat this. $13.99. You get your Tropico 5.
That
your
is
Tropico
nuts.
4.
Do,
is $4.99.
Do I need 1 through 4?
No, but I advise you not to get 5. I actually suggest 4. No, you can play with just any one of them, but I advise not to get 5. I'm sorry. I don't really care for 5. 4 is the bomb. Love it. Get 4. Because 5 does not have the same freedom to build. You have to follow along with their little sandbox scenario, so that does not please me. I want to put my roller skates.
No, I don't like rails.
No, I don't like rails either. Not,
I like
not
rails to a certain extent, but I want to have the option of doing my own thing as well.
Yeah, they don't want to give you that. Why does anybody notice that this looks like Warcraft, their logo right here for the original Warcraft, like the RTS? Does anybody else notice that? This is just me.
You are still breaking up hardcore.
I don't want to play with y'all. $3.99.
I'm just saying. All
it's
we
true.
Fragrant heart, and I was reading that as fragrant heart, but.
Fragrant Farts. Now that. Or the sequel, Fragrant Farts.
But
That's funny.
Okay, so lots of Steam games on sale. Apparently, it's not going to let me do it. It's not going to let me show you, but you got tons of Steam games on sale, like really good sales.
There are games. They're on sale. They're on Steam. Go check them out.
Oh, by the way, it is also QuakeCon weekend this weekend.
True story.
Ooh. So you can get 66% off the Elder Scrolls franchise as a result. So if you never got to play Elder Scrolls, Tamriel Unlimited, Skyrim is on sale for half off. It's $19.99.
Is Elder Scrolls Online part of that?
Yes,
because it's already free to play. It is.
You can get a good deal on oatmeal this week too.
$49 to $40.19,
so down from $59.99. Also, if you never played any of the previous ones,
that's their new expansion that they just came out with.
It is Morrowind. If you never played that, which is one of the first ones I saw that scared the hell out of me, $6.79. Oblivion,
which actually a really good game, just so you know.
And Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4, that Blaster and I had numerous problems with on several different consoles, is $6.79. I will not be buying that again. I think I bought it twice, and then Blaster got a copy from Microsoft. None of them bitches worked. All the Fallouts are on sale. You hear that, Blaster? All of them are on sale. Between $30 and $5. The newest one is, it's not the newest one, but Fallout 3.
That's because of the new Fallout coming out this fall.
Yes, yeah, coming out November 10th. So Fallout 3 is $13. Fallout New Vegas is $13. Fallout 2 is $5.99. So you got a bunch of stuff to play this weekend. Have fun. Go get your burgers from Wendy's or McDonald's. They got that little pack thing, $2.50. I'm mad at Pizza Hut. Get your burger for $2.50. Come with fries and everything. get you some water and just sit down and enjoy your one meal and your game. Your QuakeCon bundle.
I feel like we should be giving them.
What?
You've got 1 minute, don't you?
Yeah.
A little less. Yeah.
Well, on Blog Talk we do. QuakeCon bundle, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas. Post-nuclear role-playing something or other here. Fallout Tactics. Wolfenstein scene, however, the new Old Blood, it's a bunch of shit in there. $99, you get like 50 million games. Enjoy.
Bunch of shit
is in it that you didn't get to play. Dishonored is in there. Arc Fatalis, Brink. Doom. Doom 3.
Oh, Brink? That wasn't any. They should pay you to take that
Brink.
Game off.
Brink. Brink. The Quake Collection, Brink. Rage. Wolf Pack. I may have to pick up a couple. Like, I don't have time. Okay, we are getting ready to get out of here. Snow, take us out.
All right, you can tune in on Tuesday to catch Pix and East, your favorite pixel fashionistas, biggest bitches in fashion. That's how we like it. This was our Thursday show, and we were a little off the rails, but, you know, that's how we like it, too. You can favorite likes, favorite dumb, and on that note, say good night, my bitches.
Good night, my bitches. And I cannot wait to see Snow wear a penis like a unicorn horn.
Oh, I got